Sorry, dude. Wrong number. Sure, I'll double check. Sabrina, are we in an Indian restaurant?
No statues of Vishnu here.
You must have misprogrammed your speed dial. No problem. Hey, how do you know my name's Roxy?
Why are you mad at me? It's not my fault the Cranberry Club had a private party for Pedro Martinez.
No, but it is your fault that we weren't on the guest list. It is one of your responsibilities as the boyfriend to anticipate my needs.
I'm sensing you need to be alone.
Harvey?
What?
Never mind.
Okay.
No, it's not okay. It hasn't been okay for a long time. You shouldn't let Morgan push you around like that.
It's no big deal. It's just how she is.
But every time you do something she wants, she loses respect for you. You have to stand up for yourself. Tell her what you want.
Okay. What do I want?
To be treated like an equal?
You're right. Thanks, Sabrina.
I'm here to help. I can't believe you recognize my voice from my radio show. Are you still talking to that wrong number? He's actually kind of cool. Do you think I should keep on talking, or is this just too weird? Keep talking. Who knows? He could be Mr. Wright.
Good thinking.
Thanks, Sabrina. I'm here to help. Yeah, I'm still listening. So now that you know who I am, why don't you tell me about yourself? Start with your name.
My name is Alejandro.
Getting Zelda this sweater for her birthday. Don't you love it?
It has a pouch. She'll hate it.
Sabrina, I've lived with the woman for 650 years. I think I know my sister.
Well, then you know that her birthday was last week?
Yeah. Well, that explains the cake and balloons.
I know the perfect gift for Aunt Zelda. You remember the broken antique tea set that she keeps stored in the attic? Well, you use the pieces to make a mosaic tabletop or planter, whatever. She'll love it.
Great! I get to grout. Thanks, Sabrina.
I'm here to help. Oh, sorry, Miles. We don't take checks. Only dollars and firstborn.
This is for the speeding ticket I got from State Trooper Kenneth Norwood. Where's the fire, Pee-wee?
And you're paying it? Why not contest it in court? These troopers never show up. You know, the judge will throw out the ticket. You'll save a C-note. Bing, boom, you're home sucking on a Yoo-hoo.
Good thinking. Thanks, Sabrina.
I'm here to help, Pee-wee. So, what's the good word, Mike?
Corporate brass is jerking me around like a Jamaican chicken. Give me something tall, hot, and foamy.
I don't get off till 9. How about a latte instead?
To go, please. Yeah, they're on some kind of fiscal austerity kick down at the paper. Corporate's balking it, giving me a raise. It stinks being the little guy.
Here you go, Tiny.
You're gonna fight them, aren't you? I mean, you're Mike Shelby, living legend. You know, you made the Boston Citizen what it is today. You gave it guts, integrity.
Not to mention 20 years of dedicated service and a microwave I swiped for my mother.
See? You gave that paper the best years of your life. I mean, not that you don't have a lot more to give.
You got a point there, kid. I'm going to march right down to HQ and give them a piece of my mind. Thanks for pumping me up, Sabrina.
I'm here to help. Hey, Miles. So, how did it go at court this morning?
Well, for starters, State Trooper Norwood showed up to testify, as is his habit, so Pee-wee's at a C-note. Then, on the way home, I get pulled over by guess who?
Pee-wee, you're driving with a broken taillight.
Another $50. Thanks a lot, Sabrina.
Hey, I was only trying to help.
Look what Hilda made me for my birthday.
Don't you love it?
I hate it. Hilda ruined a priceless tea set that I was planning to restore. Where did she get such a numbskull idea? I would have been happy with a sweater.
But it had a pouch!
Oh, Jerry, I got something for you. Photos of that weird cloud from last night.
Oh, don't mind the last few shots. We were just messing around with the camera.
Yeah, you're welcome.
How did that punk get to be photo editor? I'll have to ask his Uncle Mike.
I say I want 2,500 words on the new subway. That's what I expect. Not 2,499, not 2,501. You got that, Franklin?
Yeah,
but I just fixed the copy machine.
That's the mic we all know and love. So, let's hear it. Did corporate cave into your demands?
Well, if my demands included a pay cut and taking away my health benefits, then yes, they caved. Thanks for the advice.
Hey, I'm here to help. I gotta get myself a new catchphrase. Hey, Harvey, waiting for Morgan?
No, actually, I'm waiting for you.
Let me guess. Even though I was just trying to help, my advice blew up in your face and Morgan read you the riot act.
I wish that was all she did. She dumped me.
I'm so sorry. You know, usually I am really good at giving advice, but these days I'm a menace to society.
Every language has a word for people like you. In Swahili, it's...
I know. In English, it's busybody.
That would be the cleaned up version.
The Other Realm Yellow Pages?
Ugh, it's been a lifesaver for me. And the front section on theater seating really comes in handy.
Wait, so these are real businesses? Painting lessons from Vincent Van Gogh? Flying monkey feed and supply? Whoa, martial arts lessons with Genghis Khan. I've got to see this.
Harvey, no!
Oh, no way. Mr. Khan, it's an honor to meet you. I'm Harvey Kinkle.
Get along!
What'd he say?
He's going to eat you. There's got to be a cure for a busybody in here. Bingo. Buddy's Busybody Shop. All makes, all body parts, always busy. I found what I needed. Yo, Harvey, continental grip on that staff.
Thanks a lot, Sabrina.
I don't know why anybody listens to me.
Still, I got to spend some quality time with Genghis Khan. Cool.
Never sneak up on a guy with a blue flame.
Sorry, buddy. I'm looking for Buddy.
You found him. What can I do you for, Sugar Plum?
Well, I'm an out-of-control busybody. Can you fix me?
I can fix anything, but busybodies, my bread and butter. I'll probably just have to tweak your gyro.
Whoa, keep your grubby hands off my gyro. What's a gyro, anyway?
It's the business end of your busy body part.
Oh, well, I want nothing to do with it. Get rid of the whole thing.
Why would you want to do that?
Because every time I get involved in someone's life, I cause nothing but trouble.
Say no more. I can put you up on the rack right now.
Hey, nice rack.
Yeah, I get that a lot. All right, you're all set, Mr. Johnson.
What was he here for?
Can't tell you. No, mechanic patient confidentiality. But I can tell you this. He's now sleeker, faster, and he handles like a dream.
Your favorite music is Swiss jazz? You are such a kook. Okay, call me later. Bye, Alejandro.
So, Alejandro, huh? When did you start seeing him?
I haven't yet. So far, we've only talked on the phone. It's the craziest story. We met over a wrong number.
I'll give you a crazy story. I'm in Ireland, hunting leprechauns. Tell me about Alejandro.
Well, he's confident and smart. He lives with two female roommates, so he understands women. He likes foreign music, loves Indian food. Who knows? Maybe this could be the real thing.
Just make sure it's not the diet real thing. Too much aspartame.
Sabrina thinks I should meet him for coffee. What do you think?
I think I've got a piece of teacup stuck in my bra.
Funny, you know, I don't feel any different without my busybody part. Well, maybe a little greasier.
Well, here's your old part. You want it?
I didn't keep my tonsils, and I'm not keeping that. So, am I good to go?
Not quite. Let's test you out first. Sabrina, the girl I've been dating for about 5 years, she's pressuring me to get married, and I...
Buddy, you know, this is none of my business. Well, I have never said that before. You do excellent work.
Where's Zelda? Fix her stupid teapot.
Do you mind? I'm talking on the phone to Miladia. This is the real thing. Oh, that's my roommate. She has father issues and needs to be loved by all men, great and small.
The real thing likes Indian food, knows my feminine inner shame. And by any chance, would that grating excuse for music be Swiss jazz?
Yeah, what of it, you loose cernophobe?
Jigs up, Salem. There will be no interspecies dating under my roof. Ew.
Call you later, Roxy. Ciao.
You idiot. What do you think Roxy's gonna do when she finds out Mr. Wright has a tail?
What any normal person would do. Make a lifestyle adjustment.
We've
got a big problem. Roxy is having a phone fling with Sailor.
What your cat and my best friend do in their spare time is absolutely none of my business.
Sabrina!
Harvey, I know it's none of my business, but do you need a refill?
I need your help. Look over there. That guy with Morgan is Johnny Austin. He's ranked number 2 in Boston's underground kickboxing league.
So?
So his wife is Penelope Austin, the number 1 kickboxer. Word on the street is she's the jealous type. I'm worried about Morgan, even though I hate her right now.
Well, I was just about to go over there anyway. Morgan, I think there's something you should know about this guy. He's out of coffee.
Thanks, hon.
How'd it go?
Great. Just at the moment when I thought I was about to jump in and save the day, I did nothing. Woo!
Get out while you can. Mike's on a tear.
Gosh!
Too late.
For you.
Everyone's calling the paper about that weird cloud last night. Where are the photos you took of it?
Oh, I gave them to Jerry.
No, you didn't.
I absolutely did. Jerry, we were right over there. Sabrina was with me. You saw me hand Jerry the disc. Tell them.
This is absolutely none of my business.
What?
Josh, I give only one warning, and this is yours. Next time you screw up and lie about it, you're fired. You got that?
Yes, sir. I told you he was a punk.
Shut up, Jerry.
Thanks a lot, Sabrina.
No problem. I am not here to help.
Sabrina, what is wrong with you? You know I gave those photos to Jerry. Why didn't you stand up to Mike for me?
It's not my nature to get involved.
It's totally in your nature. It's the very fiber of your being.
Well, I am cutting back on the fiber. I've turned over a new leaf. I'm no longer a busybody.
Sabrina, I needed your help, and you bailed on me. Now my job's hanging by a thread.
Well, I didn't mean to jeopardize your job.
Then why did you?
I don't know. Why did I let Morgan seduce a married kickboxer? Why am I letting Roxy date a cat?
Roxy's dating a cat? Have you completely lost it?
Yeah. And I think I better go get it back.
Well, you're all set, Mr. McCoy. I just had to adjust your radiator.
I was afraid it was going to be more serious. But I'm not anymore. Thanks a lot.
Hey, buddy, I hate to be one of those customers, but you have to put my busybody part back in. Removing it gave me a whole other set of problems.
Sorry, Sabrina. Your part's on its way to Other Realm Japan. It's a delicacy over there.
Well, what am I going to do now?
Well, you got 2 choices. You can marry the chef at Planet Sushi, or you can let me give you a brand new busybody part.
I'll go with number 2.
I think you'll like it. It's a generic part, but at least it doesn't smell like a California roll.
Sold. I'm suddenly hungry. Okay, I got a new busybody part. Time to do a little repair work of my own. Mike, I need to tell you something. Josh really did give those pictures to Jerry today. I saw it, but I just didn't want to get involved.
Remind me never to choke on a pretzel when you're around.
Mike, I'm back to my old self, which means not only would I speak up for Josh, but I'd do the Heimlich on you.
I'll make a note of it.
Great. That's all I wanted to say. Except, whoa, is that what you're paying for your mortgage? That's outrageous.
It's also none of your business.
Everything's my business. Besides, rates are down. You should really refinance because that mortgage payment, come on, you know, I've seen your house. I'm talking about an urban blight. While we're on the subject, you should really stop wearing those striped ties, El Nato Flatteringo.
Sabrina, I didn't ask you about my mortgage or my neckwear. You have really crossed the line here.
You're right. I have. And somebody's gonna pay.
Who?
Buddy, let's just hope I save the receipt.
How it didn't occur to Hilda that the handle goes on the outside of the teapot is beyond me.
She hears the music different than we do. Hey, Zell, favor to ask?
Salem, you already did, and the answer is no. I can't arbitrarily turn you into a man just so you can date Roxy. The Witches' Council has rules against that.
I curse the Witches' Council! Unless they're listening, in which case I bow to their punishing wisdom. Look, so I haven't been a perfect cat.
You've been a rotten cat.
Precisely. But I'm willing to change for Roxy. I'm in love with her. Please, Zelda, make me a man.
Oh, if I had a dollar for every time some strapping young hunk has said that to me.
Heck, if you had a dime, we'd all be rich. But seriously, Zelda, Roxy has changed me. She makes me want to be a better cat.
Oh, good Lord. Are those tears? This is the real thing.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Well, all right. I'll request a temporary transformation from the Witches' Council so you can meet Roxy in human form. But I'm warning you, unless she really is the one, the spell won't last.
Yee-haw! I'm gonna be a man! I'm gonna be a man! Oh, my gosh. What am I going to wear?
Here you go. My work here is done.
Thanks. I can only imagine what parts you replaced.
I had some right brain work done. Now I have two fully developed theories on the time-space continuum.
Well, I'm sure they'll hold up well. Yeah. Buddy, that new busybody part isn't cutting it. I'm worse now than the first time I came in.
Sorry, sometimes those off-the-shelf parts can cause a personality glitch if they're not calibrated just right.
What? This is more than just a glitch. I'm totally obnoxious. Although not half as obnoxious as that tattoo on your arm. You really should have that removed.
It's a birthmark.
See? I'm out of control. Stop it before I insist you do something with that hair.
I know what's going on here. Your body's rejecting the new part.
Great. Maybe I should just trade it in for a new set of time-space continuums.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take out the new part. I'm going to run a complete diagnostic on you, find out exactly what makes you tick. Draw up your specs, scratch build a custom original busybody part, identical to your old one, install it, and calibrate it.
How long will all that take?
3 minutes. Fascinating.
Why? What's it say?
Well, the original part we took out is pretty unusual. In fact, it was much more than just a busybody part.
I swear, if I grew a beard, you're in so much trouble.
No, it's not that. Your busybody part came with a compassion upgrade. When you were trying to get involved in everybody's business, it was because you were sincerely trying to help. Go figure.
So I wasn't really a busybody. I was just concerned about my friends.
Right. You had a rare piece of equipment, Sabrina. Which means I gave Other Realm Japan guy a super deal.
Well, buddy, I've seen your work and I know you're good, so get started on making that other gizmo, and what can I do to help?
Try to hold still.
Love, exciting and new, a scoom ba da boom bum ba da ba da doo, waiting for your super bow. Sam, darling.
Alejandro, I can't believe we're actually meeting. You're exactly as I pictured you.
Ditto, my pet. Ah, who would have thought a craving for chutney could lead to an inseparable bond between two people?
Alejandro?
I'm listening, my nectar.
No, you were speaking.
Of course I was. Just a momentary seizure of elation caused by your rapturous beauty. Meow! Hi, how are you?
I knew it! You're just another pig!
No, dear. Dagnabbit!
Alejandro? Where did he go?
You lost him already? That's a record even for you.
Hey, Salem. Nice suit.
Oh, Sabrina. It's a sad, sad day. Zelda turned the cat in me into a man. But the pig in me turned the man back into a cat.
Thanks a lot, Veronique.
My pleasure, Sabrina. He made it too easy.
I've been had. I've been duped. Actually, I was duped before I even got the chance to be had.
All right, everybody gather around. I have a very important announcement to make. Come on! Those of you who know me well, and those of you who hardly know me at all, have experienced firsthand what a busybody I can be. Mm-hmm. You're right. I deserve that. But I want you all to know that there's a very good reason why I get involved in your lives and offer advice that you probably don't want to hear.
Is it because you're a tool of the devil?
No, it's because I care about you. True, you know, on occasion my advice doesn't work out so well. Okay, quite often and not at all.
Actually, you did me a big favor. With Morgan out of my life, I can focus on more important things. Like digging my way out of debt.
That's good. Still, I want to apologize for any trouble I may have caused you in the past. On the other hand, if you ever need my help, don't hesitate to ask. I could never turn down a friend in need. It's just not the way I'm built. Yeah, you wouldn't get that. Thanks for listening.
Listen, Josh. Sabrina told me that you did give those photos to Jerry, so I made him look a little harder for the disc. Lo and behold, he finds them. Sorry, kiddo.
It's cool, Mike.
And I'm sorry I bailed on you.
I like you much better when you get involved.
Don't worry, I plan on staying involved. Because it's part of who I am, and I just can't help it.
Of course you can't. It's in your genes.
Why else would I always be snooping through Zelda's purse or reading her diary?
Zelda!
It's because I care. And caring is everything. It's one of the qualities that makes us unique. I propose a toast to the caring busybody Spellmans. Thanks again, Sabrina. I'm here to help.
Hello? No, this isn't the Bombay Cafe. You've got the wrong... How did you know my name was Morgan?
Actually, it's Gaelic.
Hey. All right, I know who you are, and I know where you live.